last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
The gems have rained on garden tonight. Branch of each tree is a galaxy tonight. Great is the scenery, this stealthy look tonight. Devotion, passion gained the color of love tonight. Waves on the shore are silent tonight. Eyes of storm got seafront tonight. Light reached the dark desires tonight. Has come the dawn of unlucky tonight. See the smoke rising from Red Fort tonight. Evils are escaping all the borders tonight. The complete light has decorated there tonight, wherever the human mind could not go tonight. Sorrow to lies in our happiness tonight. Birthday of Mehdi, and Mehdi did not arrive tonight.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior, and we have Dr. Ali Alavi with us in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dr. Alavi, in the very beginning, congratulations on the birth anniversary of our dear Imam, Imam Mehdi Ajallah Ta'ala Farajah.
Thank you very much. I'd like to offer my congratulations to you, respected sister, and all the listeners of this show on the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Mehdi alayhi salam. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his reappearance and advent and include us among his, inshallah, follower.
Inshallah. There's all, everywhere, like there's a huge crowd gathering around on this day, especially when there's a happiness among the Muslims. Well, in our culture as well, I'll tell you, be that Shias, be that Sunnis, be that any Muslim, on this day, they do decorate their homes with traditional lamps, and they make so many efforts. They put oils into these and then decorate their houses as if there's some wedding going on, and there's happiness all around. And it's a really, really, it's a stealthy look. It's a very great look, and you could see every, you know, every home looking like it has its own galaxy. So, as if there are galaxies on the earth, you know, they're so, that's so beautiful. Well, I want to ask you, Is that enough we to be doing on the birth anniversary of Imam, or like we have some more duties?
When a person is happy, he wants to show his happiness that something happened to him that made him happy. So it's quite natural to see different people doing lots of, let's say, firework or different kinds of activities that shows their happiness. And as you said, some people in some areas show this happiness through different ways, like that of bringing up some lights and different formats of them. This is really good and interesting. But we have to, I think, to some extent also think on the philosophy of such actions to see, why are we that much happy that we are going to show this happiness? The reason of this happiness and what happened that actually we are doing such a thing. So we have been blessed with an imam in such a day, for example, in the 15th of Sha'ban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the chance and this tawfiq to be among the followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to continue the lineage of the prophecy that is, after perfection of the religion and appointment of Imam and the lineage of Imamate, starting by Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see that now we are waiting for the last Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet. So let's see what our duties are, and inshallah intermingle all this happiness with a knowledge. When we are talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the philosophy of mourning and azah on Imam Hussein, we want to think what Imam did and the philosophy of his movement and what he did and the reason that we are crying over him. Because every crying and every happiness should be with intermingled with the philosophy behind it. So what is our best duty to be done in such days? I mean, it's important to be looked at and to see.
Well, let's expand that after a short break.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll take a short break and we'll be back in a while. Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio, and I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi. Happy birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja. And we are discussing now what are our duties on his birthday. Shall we be just celebrating, or we have some specific things we could do? Yes, doctor.
Yeah. So we need to know what our duties are and what is the actually importance of such an event, and what should we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days? Yes, the concept of intidhar, we have been talking about it a lot, is something that we are waiting for the promised savior that has been promised in all the religions and all the denominations in the Islamic world. So we have some duties to be done, to be the right waiter, I mean, in the right sense of it. It's not going to be just limited to such kinds of works to show our happiness, but this happiness, as I said, should be intermingled with the philosophy of it. We have to know that who this person is, the status of Imam.
Yeah.
Because we have in Hadith, مَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَعْرَفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانِ مَاتْ مِتَةً جَاهِلِيَةً. If a person dies and he has no knowledge of the Imam of his time, it's as if he has died the death of ignorance. So if we know at least who this Imam is, about his personality, about his status, and the kind of...
In fact, you make me remind of one of these narrations, like wherein a person asks Imam Hussein al-Islam, how do I gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Imam Hussein al-Islam replies, by just knowing the Imam of your time.
Yeah. The functionality of this Imam and the kind of mission that he has now, and the to know about his cultation, about the reason that he was, we were deprived of his presence. We have to remove all those obstacles that made us be deprived of his presence. At least these are the things that we are in need of knowing. In such a case, in such a, let's say, manner, we shall give a meaning to this intidhar, to this waiting of ours. It means that this intidhar should be meaningful, at least for ourselves first and for the others later. So we have to know, I mean, we have to tell others whom we are waiting for. Why are we that much happy? We have to know, we have to be able to explain it to people who are asking us, why are you that happy? So we have to know that he is going to be the last savior, the one that is going to bring peace and tranquility to the whole world and fill the world with justice as it was filled with injustice.
Yeah.
So it is justice is the last entity, is the last value of human beings. So we have to tell the world what is the function of this Imam, even at the time of occultation. Does he have that function and applicability and that functionality
so
even at the time of...
So let's not be talking about what he will be doing after he comes. Let's be spreading that news before his arrival.
Definitely. To inform, to enlighten the world about his existence.
Yeah.
First on ourselves, paving the way for his arrival and for others to inform them that Imam is coming.
Yes, definitely. Let's take a short break and we'll be back in a while.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, more
my dream will come true. On the last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you.
Oh light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio, you're listening to. There are references to a person who will come as the savior of mankind.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one, and he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Once again, I do wish you congratulations. I extend my congratulations to all the audiences on the birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi Ajallah Ta'ala Faraj. Well, Dr. Alavi, you were saying what we could be doing on this day, apart from the celebrations that we are doing, in addition to that celebrations, what other things are important? You said that we should be, the first thing is mu'arifat, we should be knowing our imam, we should be educating ourselves and also others about the imam of our time, and also his functionality. Although he's in occultation, but still we can talk about his functionality, we can educate ourselves and also others.
We need to have a ma'rifah or knowledge about the imam. This ma'rifah can start from basic kind of ma'rifah to a deep kind of ma'rifah towards Imam Ali Salam. So this is on us to go and learn it. We need to know our duties at the time of his occultation. So these are the things that are important for us. One of our duties is to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten his appearance. Because we see the oppression that comes to the people of the world. In every part of the world, oppression actually has reached people to a point of nothingness. So this is our duty. Second, to prepare ourselves, to work on ourselves so that we get prepared for accompanying Imam alayhi salam. If we have this readiness to join his army in case he reappears. Moreover, to know about the functionality, as you referred rightly to that. I mean, in hadith, Imam has been referred to as the sun behind the clouds.
Yeah.
So does this sun behind the clouds have any function? Definitely. It gives its warmth. It gives its, let's say, light.
Light, we are able to see.
And it gives even all the functionality of the sun is already there. That is the power of gravity is through that. It's already in its place. So all the functionality of the imam that has in presence is already there. That is, imam, it doesn't mean that imam does not exist. Imam is not present among us. He is alive and he's living his holy life. And he is caring for the affairs of the Muslims. And he's actually always aware of whatever is happening to the people of the world, not only to the Shias. And like the kind of, let's say, blessing and mercy that sun has to all the inhabitants of the earth.
Yeah.
When he's compared to sun, it means that all the functionalities of the sun are already for
in
imam
place.
As the proof of the God on the earth.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for providing us such beautiful information. And we are going to discuss more with you because you said mu'arifat is necessary, knowledge about Imam is necessary. So let's discuss with you in a series of episodes the basic questions and brief answers to have a mu'arifat, to have a knowledge about the Imam of our time. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much to listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until the end of the session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where is the rising sun?